First of all, they try and predict the stock market. That is a total waste of time. No one can predict the stock market. They try to predict the interest rates. I mean, this is a, if anybody would predict interest rates right three times in a row, they'd be a billionaire. Considering there's not that many billionaires on the planet, it's very, you know, I had logic, so I had a syllogism and studied these when I was at Boston College. There can't be that many people who can predict interest rates because there'd be lots of billionaires. And no one can predict the economy. I had a lot of people in this room were around in 1981 and 82 when we had a 20% prime rate with double-digit inflation, double-digit unemployment. I don't remember anybody telling me in 1981 about it. I didn't read, I studied all this stuff. I don't remember anybody telling me we're going to have the worst recession since the Depression. So what I'm trying to tell you, it'd be very useful to know what the stock market's going to do. It'd be terrific to know that the Dow Jones average a year from now would be X, that we're going to have a full-scale recession, or interest rates going to be 12%. That's useful stuff. You never know it, though. You just don't get to learn it. So I've always said, if you spend 14 minutes a year on economics, you've wasted 12 minutes. And I really believe that. Now, I have to be fair. I'm talking about economics on the broad scale, predicting the downturn for next year or the upturn or M1 and M2, 3B and all these M's. I'm talking about economics to me is when you talk about scrap prices. When I own auto stocks, I want to know what's happening to used car prices. When used car prices are going up, it's a very good indicator. When I own hotel stocks, I want to know what hotel occupancy is about. When I own chemical stocks, I want to know what's happening to the price of ethylene. These are facts. If aluminum inventories go down five straight months, that's relevant. I can deal with that. Home affordability, I want to know about that. When I own Fannie Mae or I own a housing stock. These are facts. They're economic facts and there's economic predictions. And economic predictions are a total waste. And interest rates, Alan Greenspan's a very honest guy. He would tell you that he can't predict interest rates. He could tell you what short rates are going to do in the next 6 months. Try and stick him on what the long-term rate will be 3 years from now. He'll say, I don't have any idea. So how are you, the investor, supposed to predict interest rates if the head of the Federal Reserve can't do it? So I think that's, but you should study history, and history is the important thing you learn from. What you learn from history is the market goes down. It goes down a lot. The math is simple. There's been 93 years a century. This is easy to do. The market's had 50 declines of 10% or more. So 50 declines in 93 years. About once every 2 years, the market falls 10%. We call that a correction. That means, that's a euphemism for losing a lot of money rapidly. But we call it a correction. And so 50 declines in 93 years, about once every 2 years, the market falls 10%. Of those 50 declines, 15 have been 25% or more. That's known as a bear market. We've had 15 declines in 93 years. So every 6 years, the market's going to have a 25% decline. That's all you need to know. You need to know the market's going to go down sometime. If you're not ready for that, you shouldn't own stocks. And it's good when it happens. If you like a stock at 14 and it goes to 6, that's great. You understand the company, you look at the balance sheet, and they're doing fine, and you're hoping to get to 22 with it. 14 to 22 is terrific. 6 to 22 is exceptional. So you take advantage of these declines. They're going to happen. No one knows when they're going to happen. It would be very, people tell you about it after the fact that they predicted it, but they predicted it 53 times. And so you can take advantage of the volatility in the market if you understand what you own.